This is Dr. Vedran Rapidnath speaking on Ask a Reporter and Patient. Dr. Osman Ahmed, AHMAD, indicated procedure was rectal bleeding, diarrhea. Sedation can occur here. Anesthesia, Dr. Nelson, patient with blood pressure, postpartum, recovery, procedure, biopsy, philosophy, biopsy. This way, all of us will be used to the philosophy, procedure, function, and blood pressure, patient, play, level, and see. This could be a locality part of the first time we use the injection for the blood drug, second level, exam patient, during moderate, it was a dead door negative. Biopsy, we're thinking about seal exclusion and threats as a workup. Our Crohn's disease as a workup for the diarrhea, so by intrapartum, look, no, it's a positive, also positive, and a monarch, I said about the thing. We're taking to a health care with fire, admission, Kazuma, so for converted to cardiac machine. Few scattered gastric polyp, the prominent one was removed completely, the hot course of polypectomy, no post polypectomy bleeding, this goes straight by injection. Post polypectomy bleeding stopped, this goes straight by injection, patient shots were better, by surgery, like diagnosis. It was just a more patient on the complication. Patient turned around, gave a jelly pyrexis for colonoscope of colorectal rectocene medicine, colon for infection of colon, hepatic pressure based on cecum, colonoscope was placed, advanced to terminal ileum. Terminal ileum was intubated, so terminal ileum was colonoscope, you had been mildly inflamed, biopsy, but no ulcers, no other biopsy were taken for histological diagnosis, microscopic meiosis for coming out. I saw the cecum, right colon, transverse colon, and proximal descending colon. They all appear to be unremarkable, but the biopsy were taken throughout the cecum, right colon, and transcolon and descending colon, and sent separate jars to lower the microscopic inflammation. Coming down the distal descending and the sigmoid colon, here I'm start seeing some mild punctured inflammatory changes, aqueous looking ulcers. Biopsy were taken slightly diagnosis. To confirm if there's any consistent with the inflammatory bowel disease versus just like recovering infectious enterocolitis or any autoimmune disorder. So biopsy from the sigmoid colon sent separate jar, and in rectum appear to be mild inflammatory changes. In the rectum also punctured inflammatory changes in the rectum, which is again back to taken to the slug diagnosis of this patient might have proctitis. Patient also have grade 2, grade 3 internal hemorrhoids, 2 columns, now bleeding at this moment. It was patient was a little complicated. Fine, number 1, question shots like much better. Biopsy takes slug diagnosis. Number 2, stomach polyp removed completely with a cold biopsy forceps. Number 3, mild to moderate gastritis. Number 4, erosive duodenitis. Number 5, colonoscopy of cecum and terminal ileum. Number 6, adequate prep. Number 7, mild inflammatory changes seen in terminal ileum. Biopsy is taken slug diagnosis. Number 8, a patient appears to be having mild inflammation in the rectum and the sigmoid colon and the distal descending colon. I'm not sure if this is early ulcerative colitis or this is just a patient recovering from the enterocolitis. But the biopsy were taken throughout the colon and the terminal ileum. They all sent separate jars, terminal ileum separate jar, right colon, cecum sent separate jar, transverse colon, biopsy were taken separate jar, and transverse colon and descending colon and sigmoid colon and rectum were all sent separate jars. Patient also had grade 2, grade 3 internal hemorrhoids, so that could be the possibility of bleeding. It's not bleeding at this particular time. recommendation, again for the solid biopsy, because for the better esophagus with no dysplasia, repeated endoscopy in 3 years. Number 2, for the stomach polyp ecology. Number 4, away for the stomach biopsy, comes possible to give a solid, but treat to the third. Number 4, away for the smaller biopsy, to a Crohn's disease, esophagus arthritis, or a celiac screw. Number 4, number 5, away for the terminal ileum biopsy and the random colon biopsy throughout the colon, and also biopsy for the rectum and descending colon and sigma colon, and also recommend patient we can start a patient in practice start a patient in methylamine 800 milligram PO 3 times daily, and also we'll give him hydrocortisone enemas, 100 milligram of hydrocortisone and 16 cc of water. Use it when the patient has a rectal bleeding, with recommend patients have an IBD panel, and recommend patients have a fecal calprotectin and CT enterogram, for further evolution. And then IB panel is going to be Prometheus IBD testing. Prometheus testing for the IBD studies. And they should have any so high chrome suppositories. If seems like depending on how the biopsy comes out, if the patient have a rectal bleeding or hemorrhoidal flare-up, then and if the medication and as well has and it still has a suppository not healthy, then the patient have have sigmoidoscopy with hemorrhoid surgery with a band ligation versus IRC procedure. A patient told to send the patient notation. Please send the copy to Dr. Padamsetti. The procedure is April 23rd to 22nd. They will treat the patient April 23rd to 22nd. Patient will come back.